Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. Golf is the language spoken here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. Greetings from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Jerry Butenhoff. We thank you for making Tee to Green part of your weekend. And what a weekend it is. The best players in the world have their hands full at Kiawah Island in South Carolina at the PGA Championship, the last major of the year. They're battling the course and they're battling the weather. They're finishing the third round this morning, then going right back out to play the fourth round. It makes for a long, long day, but third round leader Rory McIlroy is taking a philosophical approach.
Final day of the final major of the season, tied for the lead, so I mean, I can't ask for much more. You know, I don't care if it's going to be 27 holes, 18 holes, 36 holes. You know, I'm just happy to be going in there in a good position.
Coming up today, we'll go live to Kiawah Island and check in with our friend TJ O'Clair from PGA.com and get an update on the third and fourth rounds of the PGA Championship. Well, the best pros may be in South Carolina, but the best amateur players are right here in Colorado for the 2012 U.S. Amateur. It starts tomorrow at Cherry Hills Country Club in Denver. And later in the hour, we're going to hook up with Robbie Zelznick. He's the championship director for the 2012 U.S. Amateur Championship, and we'll get an update from him as to where things stand leading into the biggest amateur tournament in America, the 2012 USAM on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Coming very soon, brand new Tee to Green website, teetogreenradio.com, and a brand new Tee to Green Facebook page as well. Jay and Jerry here teeing it up with TJ O'Clair next as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, Tom Bodette, restoring some sanity to this election season by starting my own super PAC. Gonna call it Six PAC. But instead of collecting huge checks from anonymous donors to make annoying TV ads that scare the pants off you, we're going to collect the lowest price of any national chain. And in exchange, rather than political influence or being appointed ambassador to Fiji, you get a clean, comfortable room with a TV you can turn off. I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light on for you.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Want to refresh your bathroom this summer? Now's the time to take advantage of the Lowe's Bath & Tile event, including great values on Allen and Roth vanities. Also find a Pfister Celia Brush Nickel Bath Faucet, now just $69. That's a savings of $10. And find great savings across the tile department. Right now, you can get beige ceramic tile for just 57 cents per square foot. If you want to give your bathroom a makeover or just a little touch-up, there's never been a better time to save on everything you'll need. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 8/13. See store for details.
This segment of Tea to Green brought to you in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years and preparing for the next 100. The renovations, they're nearly complete. They'll soon have a big open house to invite the public in to check it out at Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs, online at swan-law.com. Live from the Broadmoor, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff on this Sunday, the final day of the last major championship of the year. And we have problems here at the Broadmoor this morning. Jerry's pillow from
my
his chair is gone.
Pillow on the back of my chair is gone. It's kind of, this is too far to lean back here. I'm not liking this. But we shall motor on.
Yeah, we'll just tough it out.
Because I am tougher than I sound. So
coming up later in the hour, Robbie Zelznick will be here. He's the director of the U.S. Amateur Championships that start tomorrow at Cherry Hills Country Club in Denver. One of the big tournaments that we're talking about on the show today. The other being the PGA Championship. Out there at Kiawah Island, South Carolina, where we're headed right now to check in with our good buddy TJ O'Clair from PGA.com. It's been a long weekend, and it's not getting any shorter today. TJ, did you even get a chance to leave last night, or did you just curl up in the corner somewhere in the press area?
Well, guys, you know, I thought about curling up somewhere, but luckily, you know, we had play suspended for the day. Well, not luckily that we had it suspended, except happened around 4:50 in the afternoon, and after a couple hours, they called it for the day. Luckily, myself and my colleagues are staying close by, so we were able to get out of here and get a little bit of rest, but we're back early this morning to continue round three, which has just ended. You guys got me at the perfect time. I was just able to sneak away from my blog, but it looks like Rory McIlroy is going to take a three-shot lead into the final round, and Tiger Woods, Adam Scott, Vijay Singh, couple of guys or three guys there with many missed opportunities this morning, so they're going to have some catching up to do. But Rory is pretty stout with a three-shot lead, I think.
Rory, kind of almost the last man standing after Friday's round, and then the weather problems yesterday. It hasn't been the easiest week on the guys, has it?
No, it hasn't. You know, and I think unfairly, Kiawah was kind of criticized a lot on Thursday because we had a lot of low scores. But the fact is, you know, you can have the hardest course in the world, but if you have ideal conditions with the best players in the world, they're going to shoot low numbers. That's what happened on Thursday. It seemed like on Friday, Mother Nature was not too happy with those low scores on Thursday. And, you know, she came back with a vengeance. That wind was blowing out there. We actually had more scores in the 90s on Friday than we did in the 60s. Two club pros shot in the 90s. Vijay Singh had a 369 only score in the 60s, one of only four under par rounds on Friday. And, you know, it was just a beast. And then yesterday, the wind was down again. There was some scoring. Of course, we had that weather late in the day. But the conditions today on Sunday resemble those of Thursday. So I really think there's a, you know, maybe as low as a 65 out there this afternoon, and I do think we're going to hit double digits under par.
Hmm. That round Friday, the highest scoring round in the history of the PGA Championship since they went to stroke play in 1958, is that going to be the defining moment for this championship, or do you think there's some magic that might happen today?
Well, I think there's going to be some magic today just because the conditions are too good. But, you know, Friday, everybody looks at the PGA Championship as kind of the one major where you have some scoring. You know, of course, the Masters, you have the back nine on Sunday, Amen Corner. There are opportunities to score out there, except in terms of, you know, talking double digits under par, that's pretty much unheard of at any other major except for a PGA Championship. And on Friday, it really played like, you know, the hardest U.S. Open you can imagine. So luckily, we have a fair course set up with Kerry Haig. He does a great job with PGA of America. And there is a chance to score today. And say what you want about the weather and what a factor it was on Friday, but nobody can deny what a great leaderboard we have going into Sunday. All the big names are up there. McIlroy, Adam Scott, Tiger Woods, Vijay Singh, you know, Graham McDowell and Padraig Harrington aren't far back. And then, you know, there's also a subplot here with the U.S. Ryder Cup team. We're going to know who the first eight members are going to be after today. Bo Van Pelt is one of those guys on the outside looking in. He was number 15 coming into this week. If he finishes in second alone, he can earn a spot on the team. And even if he doesn't make it on the team, Davis Love's going to have to give him a long, hard look.
TJ, looking at it from a golfer's perspective, I mean, you've been all over the country and other parts of the world and have seen golf courses. Kiawah Island is rated the toughest golf course in America to play for guys like us. Looking at it from that perspective, do you think that's is that correct?
Well, Jerry, having played the course twice myself, I would definitely agree with that. Yes, I think it is tough. You know, beat me up the two times I've played it. But, yeah, I mean, you know, and on a week-in, week-out basis, you're not going to see the conditions here the way that you see them this week. I think that's a misconception that a lot of people have at home, you know, especially when we talk about a U.S. Open. Fans say that that's their favorite major because they like to see the golfers struggle the way that we do. Well, the fact of the matter is, if we were playing that course in those conditions, we'd be lucky to break 150, and that's how it is out here at Kiawah Island.
So is Kiawah Island a good course for a major championship?
Well, based on this leaderboard, I'd have to say yes. You know, Pete Dye has kind of had a niche here with the PGA of America. You know, Whistling Straits is one of his courses. A lot of players this week have actually compared it a lot to a combination of Whistling Straits and TPC Sawgrass, another Pete Dye course. Mm-hmm. Then you've got Carl Peterson alone in second place right now, who won at Harbortown earlier this year, another Pete Dye course just down the road at Hilton Head. So, you know, I do think it's a good course for a major championship, and Phil Mickelson is one of those guys who, you know, he always lets his feelings known on these major championship venues, and even he gave it the, you know, the thumbs up earlier this week, so it must be good.
We're with T.J. O'Clair, PGA.com. He's been out all week in South Carolina, the ocean course, Kiawah Island Resort, where they're playing the 2012 PGA Championship. They wrapped up the third round this morning after yesterday's weather delay, and they're starting the fourth round here shortly. T.J., give us kind of a rundown. You mentioned Rory with the lead. What kind of a lead is it? Who's trying to run him down?
Yeah, well, Rory, you know, 32 on the front nine yesterday. He was able to finish that front nine last night before the weather came. That was a 4-under score. He was able to keep it going the rest of the way, picked up another couple birdies on the back nine there. So he shot a 67 in the third round, and he's got a 3-shot lead over Carl Peterson. And then you've got Bo Van Pelt, Trevor Immelman, and Adam Scott, all four back at 3-under. You know, Adam Scott's definitely a guy that I'm going to have my eye on. You know, I talked a little earlier about how I think there is a low score out there, possibly a 65, and it would be incredible redemption for Adam Scott. You know, he finished the Open Championship with four straight bogeys to lose to Ernie Els and really has the chance to pull a Rory McIlroy, who happens to be the leader here. Last year, McIlroy had that heartbreak at the Masters in the final round with an 80. He bounced right back and won at Congressional. So I'd keep an eye on Adam Scott, but, you know, I think anybody who's under par at this point will have a chance for the afternoon, but they're going to need a real low number. So that does bring Tiger Woods and Vijay Singh into play. They're tied for sixth right now at 2-under.
Is Mother Nature going to cooperate this afternoon?
Well, you know, Jay, the weatherman's been wrong all week, and I guess there's no surprise there, right? That's the cushiest gig in the world. But, you know, early this morning we're checking out the forecast, and we had about a 40% chance of thunderstorms all through the afternoon. The wind is not expected to be much of a factor. They'll feel it out there a little bit, but we're not looking to get much more than 10 miles an hour, which is a huge difference from Friday. And in the last couple hours, the forecast has changed kind of in our favor. We're expecting mostly cloudy skies, but it looks like the storms are going to stay away. So I don't think weather is going to be a huge factor, which is going to give these guys the ability to put up a number.
Have they started the fourth round yet, or is there a little bit of a break here?
No, they're going to have a little bit of a break so that the PGA of America can get the pin set on all the holes. It's going to be a 2-tee start with threesomes beginning at 11:44. The last threesome will go off at 1:45, and we're looking at a on-time 7 o'clock finish this evening.
Okay, so barring any major weather occurrences or anything like that, there's no way it's going to go into a Monday finish or a playoff?
Jay, you've been at these before. You know we all have our fingers crossed in the media center.
Yeah.
So, no, it's looking good. It's looking good for a Sunday finish.
All right. Well, TJ's going to stick around. We're going to take a break here and have a couple of messages, a little golf tip, and then we'll talk to TJ. And we want to get some thoughts on Tiger Woods and his struggles on weekends and major championships this year. It's happening again at Kiawah Island at the PGA Championship this weekend as we talk to TJ O'Claire from PGA.com live at the PGA Championship. Later in the hour from the U.S. Amateur at Cherry Hills in Denver, Robbie Zelsnick will be joining us today. Jay and Jerry, we're live at the Broadmoor. And live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. You could link to that website, to our website, which is t2greenradio.com. We'll be right back.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
When tech consultant Bob Perkins stays at La Quinta, he uses the latest HD TV with plug and play to get amped for his presentation. He plugs in his laptop, puts his charts up on a flat screen, and cues up some 80s shock rock.
Okay, third quarter output.
And after that kind of prep, you know what Bob does in his meeting? He bowls him over. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning. My name is Mark Kelbel. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. All teachers have certain philosophies, and I have two in particular. One of mine is the right-hand grip. Too strong of a right-hand grip where people get it too much in the palm, where their right hand is too far underneath, for a right-handed golfer is the culprit of far too many swing flaws, and there's nothing like a golf swing where one thing leads to another. The second is left hip rotation. I am a huge, huge left hip rotation person. Your belt buckle is always your barometer for ball flight. So wherever your belt buckle ends up is where the ball will likely go. In that right-hand grip, what that's going to do is shut the face at the top of your swing, and you're going to have to manufacture the squareness of your club face at impact, and that way you're going to slide and do all kinds of crazy things with your lower body in order to square the face. I want you to get it more in the fingers of the right hand, get your right thumb over the top a little more. 11 o'clock on your grip as you look straight down. If noon is right down the middle of the club, I want it over at 11. This will help you square the club naturally and not have to artificially square it at impact.
For more on hitting the ball long and strong off the tee, be sure to visit teetogreenradio.com or check in with your local PGA professional.
Hey, and for all your repair and remodeling needs, it's at your service. There's no job too big or too small. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717. Shoot him an email at yourservice@hotmail.com. At your service, more than a handyman. Coming up in just a bit, Robbie Zelsnick will be here from the U.S. Amateur Championship that starts in Denver at Cherry Hills Country Club tomorrow. Jay and Jerry live from the Broadmoor. We continue with T.J. O'Clair, who's out at the PGA Championship in Kiowa Island, South Carolina, covering it for PGA.com. And T.J., the story of Tiger Woods, consistent this year in the majors, at least on weekends, where he seems to be struggling every time it's a major championship.
There's no doubt, Jay, and I know he's very disappointed with that three-time winner on tour this year, but just has not gotten it done on the weekends in the majors. The Masters, you know, he had a 75 in the second round, which kind of threw things off kilter, and then went 72-74 on the weekend, tied for 40th there. U.S. Open, he was right in the mix heading into the weekend, went 75-73 on the weekend to tie for 21st, and then most recently at the Open Championship, a tie for third, but with a disappointing 73 in the final round. So be interesting to see what he does here today. He certainly salvaged what could have been a much worse round in the third round here. He was even par through nine holes, you know, had dropped four shots. He shot a 40 on the front nine, which he finished this morning, but then he played the back nine and two under par. He was actually three under after a birdie on 16, dropped one at 17. So I got to think, you know, 74, two over here at Kiowa Island, you're going to have one bad round. You might have thought that that would have happened on Friday, but happened in ideal conditions with Tiger. But, you know, he's just got to, you know, swallow it, get it past him, and just move on. And he still has a chance to win here.
TJ, you mentioned Adam Scott and Rory McIlroy. Adam Scott obviously bouncing back nicely from the British Open. Rory, you know, the same thing last year. His lead at the Masters was it four? Going into that last day, he's got a three-shot lead today.
Yeah, sure. You know, I think it was a four-shot lead, and I also think that Rory is a much different player today than he was at Augusta. That was really the first time that he'd really been in the hunt at a major championship. I think we were all surprised, because we know what a great player he is, to see him blow it the way that he did. But to bounce right back, that showed a lot of maturity in his game, and I don't think he's the type of player today that he was at Augusta last year who's going to blow a big lead like that. It could get close because, like I said, there's a number out there for the taking, but I just don't expect Rory to make any big mistakes that's going to cost him that lead.
You also mentioned Bo Van Pelt a little earlier. I believe he has 8 top 10 finishes this year, even though he hasn't won. And as far as, you know, maybe being a Ryder Cup player, part of the reason that the captains have more leeway in their captain's picks is for a guy like Bo Van Pelt that gets hot that second year, is it not?
No, it certainly is, Jerry, and you're right. Bo Van Pelt, 8 top 10s this year, just an absolute top 10 machine, but still lacking a victory. His best finish was a tie for second earlier this – actually second alone at the AT&T National. You know, and he's coming in here with 2 top 10s, one in Canada, one at the Bridgestone. The only problem I see for Bo is when you look at the list right now, you know, if points were to close – well, they do close today, but you know what I mean? If they stay the same, nothing changes. You've got – number 9, Hunter Mahan, who's a 2-time winner on tour this year. He's on the outside looking in. You've got Steve Stricker at number 10, Jim Furyk at 11, and Ricky Fowler at number 12. Really, the only argument I think you could make for any of those guys not making the team would be Ricky Fowler. He's struggled a lot lately with, you know, it's one round here or there. He had an 80 at Memorial. He had an 80 last week, another 80 this week. But I know Davis loves him. He thinks he's a great putter. We all saw that at Celtic Manor at the Ryder Cup a couple of years ago. So Bo Van Pelt right now at number 15, yes, he's going to get Davis's attention, but I really do feel like if he doesn't win this week, he's going to have to win one in the next 3. He'll have a chance at Greensboro next week. Then they move on to Barclays for the playoffs and Deutsche Bank Championship up in my neck of the woods in Norton, Massachusetts. That's going to be the last opportunity before picks. But Bo Van Pelt, again, like I said, if he doesn't get that automatic spot, I do think he is going to need to get a victory or at least, you know, a couple of top fives in the next 3 weeks to be a consideration.
TJ, do you think both captains, Olathabo and Davis Love, pretty much have their minds made up, or are they keeping their gunpowder dry until after today?
Well, you know, they had a press conference the other day, and, you know, Davis kind of let on that he couldn't imagine a U.S. Ryder Cup team without the likes of Jim Furyk, Steve Stricker, Hunter Mahan, or Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson right now occupies the number 8 spot, which is the last automatic bid. So I don't know if he's showing his cards there or not, but, you know, I have to imagine he's leaning that way. And then Olathabo, you know, he went through some guys. He only has 2 captain's picks, and it seems like he's definitely leaning towards his countryman, Sergio Garcia. And then he had a lot of nice things to say about Ian Poulter as well.
TJ O'Clair.
Poulter is in the mix here too. So,
yeah, he definitely is. Yeah, he's having a run there. Speaking of having a run, Vijay Singh, and I'm who's put himself into position at age 49 to win the PGA Championship for this would be what his 3rd PGA if he can pull it off. But of all the guys who probably doesn't need to play 27 or 29 holes, it's the 49-year-old Vijay Singh today.
Oh, that's true, Jay, but keep in mind, no player has had more victories in his 40s than Vijay Singh. He reached world number 1 status in his 40s, and, you know, I think people read a little bit too much into playing all those holes for these guys. Vijay, at age 49, is in as good a shape as a lot of these guys that are in their mid to late 20s. So, and he's also raved this week about how he feels injury-free for the first time, and he doesn't know how long. You know, none of those aches and pains. Sure, you know, it's going to wear him out a little bit today, but I think, you know, he's one of those guys, you think of something like, you know, For Love of the Game or something, the movie where, you know, this could be his last chance to win a major championship, so I don't think he's going to let the fatigue get to him. I'm sure he's kicking himself about the 74 this morning because, you know, he had a chance to do something special early on, but I think he's going to be a factor. I just don't know if he's got enough to win.
And hasn't he been known to spend 6 or 7 hours a day on the range sometimes, so it's the same as playing 27 holes today?
He is the king of the range. So, yeah, he gets all his time in at the range, and it's paying off this week for him.
What are the final pairings looking like here for the 4th round today?
Yeah, we're going to have, in the final group, we're going to have Rory McIlroy, Carl Pedersen, and Bo Van Pelt. That's not official just yet. They're still putting all the pairings together, but based on the formula, lowest score goes out last and first in, last out. Trevor Immelman and Adam Scott are both at 3-under with Bo Van Pelt, but Bo Van Pelt finished his round yesterday, so that puts him in the final group. Next down, we're probably looking at Trevor Immelman, Adam Scott, and Steve Stricker. And then it looks like we'll have Peter Hansen, Vijay Singh, and Tiger Woods in that third to last group. So, you know, definitely going to see some superstars going off late and all playing together. So that's pretty cool.
All right. Should be fun. Should be fun. PGA last major championship of the year. And they always seem to find a way to build the drama up, too, whereas sometimes the other majors just don't quite have the possibility of so many guys coming out of nowhere on the final day and winning. PGA always seems to get it right at the PGA Championship. TJ, thanks for joining us again today. Enjoy the golf, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
It's TJ O'Clair from PGA.com. Check out his work there. And he's also the guy to go to for the Ryder Cup as well.
Really, and no third-round leader has won a major yet this year, so keep that in mind when you're viewing this afternoon.
Interesting. Yeah, there's been some final-day collapses, hasn't there?
There have been, yes.
Yeah. All right. Should be good viewing today, too. Coming up, Robbie Zelsnick from the U.S. Amateur joins us next on Tee to Green.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mark Kelbel. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. I want to talk to you today about a simple pitch shot, and I want you to be able to come back to this shot time and time again, whether you have a good lie or a bad lie, whether the pitch is of 50 yards or 25 yards or 70 yards. I want you to put the ball right in the middle of your stance, get your knees bent, and I want you to practice swinging your arms. The arm swing is very, very important. Think of hands on a clock. Practice going 10 to 2, 9 to 3, 8 to 4. Your backswing should mirror your follow-through. And always try to get a little air underneath your right heel when you finish, particularly on uphill shots or shots out of the rough where the club face is going to grab a little bit through impact. This will ensure momentum through the shot, proper distance control, and also accuracy, because the club face will likely shut if you're decelerating through the shot.
For more on how to get the ball up and down, visit teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
This segment of Tee to Green is brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Swan Law Funeral Directors are at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs, online at www.swan-law.com. Well, I said at the beginning of the show that, well, the best professional golfers in the world are at Kiawah Island for the PGA Championship. Jerry, the best amateur golfers in the world are in Denver this week for the 2012 U.S. Amateur Championship, being played at Cherry Hills Country Club, where you had a chance to play a couple of weeks ago.
And if you want to call it that, yeah.
Well, you went out there and tried to hit the ball around, lost a few. Robbie Zelnick, the director of the U.S. Amateur Championship, on the line with us right now from Cherry Hills in Denver to talk about the upcoming USAM. Robbie, thanks for joining us today. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning, guys.
Good to have you with us. This is a great event. It's America's oldest championship. I don't think a lot of people realize that, but it hasn't been played here in Colorado in over 20 years. The last time was 1991, and wasn't Phil Mickelson the winner that time, that year?
Exactly. 1990 here at Cherry Hills, Phil Mickelson launched his career. We knew he was a young, good golfer back in the day, but when he won the U.S. Amateur here, it really skyrocketed, and we all know what he's done since. And the great thing about this championship, it really takes it identifies some great players, and if they're not known now, they certainly will be in the future, that's for sure.
Robbie, in the last 10 years, the amateur has produced guys that we see all the time on tour now, Ryan Moore, Ricky Barnes. This is really a springboard for a lot of people, isn't it?
There's no question about it. You can just date back to the history of golf, really, and starting with Bob Jones, won five of these back in the 20s, through Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, won the U.S. Amateur, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and just, you know, it's hardly a name on there that you won't know here in 5 years. That really, when you look at the top field that we have here, it's, you know, we just got some great talents, and, you know, some of the players we have in this field have already shown their talents on some bigger stages. We have a couple players that made the cut in the U.S. Open this past year at Olympic Club. We've got, you know, several just unbelievable players, so, you know, we certainly encourage a lot of people to come out, and you just won't believe how good these guys are.
So how do you get to play in the U.S. Amateur, either the men's or women's? What's the process like, and what's the qualifying like?
Sure. Well, we have open qualifying, so anyone with a 2.4 handicap index or less at the U.S. Amateur on the men's level can apply to play, and we run 97 qualifiers throughout the country. That was our number this year.
Wow.
And we have a field of 312, so it's the biggest field in major, you know, in any major golf event. It's the biggest field we have. 312 players start out. We had about 6,443 entrants and whittled those out to 312 from those qualifying sites. And when they get here, we start with 312, and they play two stroke play rounds. And after stroke play, we'll identify the low 64 scores, and then those 64 go into match play all the way through this coming Sunday.
So the match play rounds are when? Tomorrow and Tuesday?
Stroke play rounds are Monday and Tuesday. So, and our it's most people know it for the U.S. Amateur, we need 36 holes. So Cherry Hills is our match play site and our host. The companion course for this U.S. Amateur's Common Ground Golf Course, owned by the Colorado Golf Association. Wonderful golf course and a great compliment to Cherry Hills. And you know, I wanted to thank all those folks over there for letting these best players see both of these wonderful facilities. Each player will play one stroke play round at each golf course on Monday and Tuesday. And at the end of the day on Tuesday, we'll make a cut to the low 64 players, and then match play really starts on Wednesday.
Robbie, if you have, let's say, four or five guys at that 64th spot, you know, some of them may have finished by noon that day. How do you pare that down with a playoff at whatever location might be required on at the end of the day, Tuesday?
Yeah, absolutely. And that it's very unique and almost impossible to think that we would end up on 64 right on the number. So anyone tied for that 64th place when all 312 players are done, we do conduct a playoff. It's usually one of the most exciting parts of the U.S. Amateur that a lot of people just don't know about. The playoff will take place once stroke play is complete, with a very little chance of doing it on Tuesday afternoon, but, you know, it's kind of be case-by-case dependent. But, you know, if we get to the point of knowing that we have X number of players for those final spots, they would play a playoff system where all whatever the number is, if we have a five-way tie and we have one spot available, all five players would play a hole, and they would play basically a sudden-death type format to the point where we'd identify the folks that would go into match play.
It's America's oldest championship. The 112th U.S. Amateur gets underway in Denver at Cherry Hills Country Club this week, and we're on the line with Robbie Zelsnack. He's the director of the U.S. Amateur. Robbie, is this open to all comers? All you have to be is an amateur? Are there any age distinctions here? How does that work?
There is not. Yeah, there's definitely not. It's open to any age group at the U.S. Amateur, so anyone with that handicap qualification can attempt to play. And we've got a couple of 50-year-olds, and we've got certainly some really talented teenagers in the field. And it's just a great group and a really exciting event to come watch.
How do you pare it down from over 300 to start the week? That's just a lot of golf, isn't it?
It really is. I just said it, but it's really the biggest production when you look at major tournament or championship golf. It is, you know, it's just unbelievable to think we've got a field of 312. And if you're out here at either golf course the next 2 days, you would see that we've got 312 of the best players in the country. And, you know, I really mean that when I say it's not just the best amateurs. You're talking about some of the players that are really stood out on some higher levels and, you know, done very well either at U.S. Open or PGA Tour events. It's a great deal. We've got Jordan Spieth and Chris Williams, who are the top two ranked amateurs in the world in our field. But we've got some interesting storylines, too. If you look at Gary Nicklaus, Jack Nicklaus' son is a player. We've got Larry Mize's son's a player. Eric Hallberg, Gary Hallberg's son's a player. And it's got some Colorado ties. So it's really got a great feel out here. We've got two members of Cherry Hills that are both college golfers that have gone through the qualifying process and made the field. So it's really got some great stories, and it should be a lot of fun to watch.
You beat me to my next question about who is the number one ranked player, and now that Patrick Cantlay has turned pro. So Jordan Spieth, who won the junior amateur twice in 2009, and in 2011. For the fans that come out to this, it's a different experience too. You don't rope off the fairways, and people can just meander right down the fairways with the players, can't they?
You're exactly right, and that is one of the coolest things about the U.S. Amateur. We do not rope the fairways. We encourage spectators, we'll just rope tees and greens. So as soon as tee shots are hit and players make their way down the fairway, we encourage the spectators to walk directly behind the players, give them a little buffer, but walk right behind. You get to hear the interaction. You get to see these shots up close. And it's just, you know, there's no experience like it in golf when you really think about the level of competition we have and these top players and the fact that you're not 50 yards away on a rope line. You're really right beside them and walking with them and hearing them interact and seeing these quality shots. Just back.
Are you selling tickets there at the gate at the course itself, or how does that work?
Yeah, exactly. We do have ticket sales. It is a ticketed event, and tickets are on sale both at Common Ground and at Cherry Hills. and there'll be a Cherry Hills once match play starts. Our public parking is at Denver University, University of Denver, so anyone that didn't have tickets could just park in our spectator lot at Denver DU and then ride the shuttles over to Cherry Hills, buy a ticket right at the gate. They're $17.50 on a daily basis. And, you know, it's when you look at what the golf experience it is, it's well worth that investment and get to see some fun stuff.
Yeah. Generally speaking, what's attendance like for U.S. Amateur, no matter where it's held?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we really see a lot of, you know, the golf-educated golf, you know, fan come out to the championship on a really good day. If we had 4,000 or 5,000 people watching, that's a pretty good attendance for us. And when you think about it, as we progress through the week, when we whittle down from 64 players in match play all the way down to quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, that's a lot of people to watch a couple of matches. But you know, it's just unbelievable the golf you really get to see, and you're walking an unbelievable golf course. Cherry Hills is just a great host. Wonderful golf course. This is our 9th USGA championship here, so just excited to be here.
Robbie, this is a real grind for the players that make it to next weekend. You got a 36-hole final next Sunday. That's potentially, I believe, 9 rounds in 7 days. Is that not right?
That's right. You know, if you include the 2 practice rounds, we had our first practice round yesterday, second practice round today, 36 holes of stroke play. Once you get into match play, you have to win 6 matches over 5 days. And the final, just to top it off, is 36 holes. You know, so we'd play 36 holes or, you know, potentially even extra holes for the completion of the championship. So it, you know, when you talk about identifying the world's best amateur, and you really have to play well for an entire week, and it just, you know, it takes the skill and, you know, the energy to make it all the way through. And when you look at past winners, and really Tiger Woods feat when he won 3 U.S. amateurs in a row, is just one of the best golf feats in all of golf. It's amazing what he accomplished, given, you know, that anything can happen in match play, which I think we all know. So it's an incredible event.
The 2012 U.S. Amateur Championship gets underway tomorrow at Cherry Hills Country Club and Common Ground Country Club. In the Denver area, and it runs through Sunday. Stroke play to start, match play to wrap it up, and as usual, they will identify the best U.S. amateur in the country. Robbie, great job on putting it all together out there. Hope the weather holds out. Best of luck to you, and we'll see you in a couple days. We're going to go up there and watch some golf.
Oh, look forward to having you here, and you know, look forward to having anyone here. It's a great event, great hosts we have here. Everyone in the golf, the Denver area, is a great golf fan, and it's just a pleasure to be out here. So thanks for having me on.
It's great to have an event like this in Colorado, the 2012 USAM. Jerry's to take us on tour next on Tee to Green.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10-1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have
smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the ozone light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the ozone light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. Or visit airtimestore.com. airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green, Jay and Jerry live at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Boy, another hour just flying by, but we're not done yet. Here's Jerry to take us on tour.
I suggest watching some golf today instead of the U.S. blowing out Spain in the Olympic basketball final. We got a great tournament at a great course. Rory McIlroy with a 3-shot lead. Heading into the final round after putting on a clinic putting in the third round. Talks about preparing for a long day.
It's a big golf course. You're playing 27 out there. It's going to take its toll, especially at the end of the week. So, you know, just conserve my energy and make sure that I'm rested and ready to go.
He has played 9 holes already this morning and made up one more shot. He's at -7. That's 3 better than Carl Peterson. And then there is a threesome at 3-under, Adam Scott, Bo Van Pelt, and Trevor Immelman, Woods, Stricker, Vijay Singh, and Peter Hansen, all at -2. So good stuff at Kiowa Island there in the final. No third-round leader has won a major yet this year, so we'll see if Rory can hang on this time. The women are at the Jamie Farr Classic in Sylvania, Ohio. Pick your favorite Korean to win this one today. I.K. Kim, G.A. Shin, Hee Kyung So, and Soyeon Ryu, all at -11. Score is very consistent there. Everybody shooting between 66 and 69 all week long. Chella Choi, Inbi Park, and Mika Miyazato all at 1 shot back. Angela Stanford, the lone American, kind of in contention here. She's 3 back at -8. The women's amateur, number 1 ranked Lydia Ko in the final. She beat Aria Tutanagarn 3-1 yesterday, and she will battle it out with J. Marie Green today, who is a 2-up winner over Nicole Zhang. That final in Cleveland this afternoon.
And the U.S. Men's Amateur in Denver gets underway at Cherry Hills Country Club and Common Ground tomorrow. Thanks to Robbie Zelsnick for joining us today. PGA.com. Read all the stuff you want about the PGA Championship. Our first guest, T.J. O'Clair, thank him for joining us as well.
And a quick programming note, American Triumvirate, the book written by Jim Dodson, Golf Channel doing a special about that beginning tomorrow night with Kurt Russell. 9 p.m.
Should be good.
Narrating, yes.
Hey, that's going to do it. Thanks to Scott, doing a great job back at our studios as usual. We'll talk to you next week. For Jerry, I'm Jay. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.